I've just made it to St Pancras station to get onto the Eurostar. We're heading for Brussels to meet all of our members of the European Parliament. I think it's really important when we talk about harnessing the power that Labour has in communities. We talk local and think local, but we also recognise the power that we have internationally through the European Parliament. It has new powers as a result of the Lisbon Treaty, and Labour MEPs are part of the wider socialist group. I also think that one of our jobs is to stand up for progressive internationalism in this campaign, and that's what I'm determined to do. Europe needs a lot of reform, and one of the things we have to do is make sure that our agenda for European reform on the economic front, on environmental and energy issues, also on foreign policy issues, we make sure the importance of that is understood, because I think European politics has gone from being on the margins of British politics to being central to many issues, ranging from crime and home affairs right through energy and environment, and then in the traditional foreign policy areas. Our MEPs have been very active right across the range of economic and environmental issues, and I'm looking forward to talking to them about how we harness their energy and ideas. I think one very basic thing is that the leader of the MEPs, the Labour MEPs in the European Parliament, should attend or be able to attend the shadow cabinet meetings. Because if we're really to be the living, breathing movement at local, national, international level that we aspire to, then we need to find proper, structured ways of talking to each other. I'll be talking about that and other ideas with Glenys Wilmot, the leader, and the other MEPs. We're just pulling out of the station, so I look forward to the meetings.